Pogo City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're getting this show started with The Unseen, coming off the third album, The Anger and the Truth. Here is Live in Fear. All right, that was The Unseen right there on Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew Bedlam, but you already knew that. Oh, shit, what is going on, son? I got some more Unseen playing there in the background. Let's get rid of that. But yes, like I said, I'm Andrew. You are listening to Pogo City Radio. We are fresh back from that wedding after party that was a goddamn blast, and it did have its share, a couple mishaps in the after party wise. Definitely some sound issues, but found some silver lining. Now the sound guy we had, now I don't want to drag him through the dirt too much, but some shit really got dropped. The ball really got dropped with the sound guy in three different aspects, and but luckily it's a punk show, and we patched up some gear and got the show on the road. But there was definitely microphone issues, and there is no recording, and I unpacked a whole bunch of gear from Pogo and unset it up, took it out to Quakertown, set it up when it was like 90 degrees out in the sun on a goddamn deck. And then right as we started, realized the sound guy didn't bring a mixer. We couldn't mix up the drums, couldn't mic up the drums, and didn't bring a mixer. And then his amp allegedly blew out or something. I don't know. All I know is the audio for the mics were very bad, but luckily the unsubs had a PA, and they made things a little bit better. They had something to play through. But it was a lot of fun, and we had a lot of fun playing. There's some great pictures of the Paradabs. See, we were smart and played down in the grass. I was really surprised. Mike came up to me and said, because there was people playing up on the deck, he said, "How do you feel about playing down on the grass?" I said, "Mike, I fucking love it. I can't believe you want to do it." He said, "Well, when my other option is playing on a goddamn balcony." So what we did is we grabbed all the amps and everything. We put them to the edge of the deck above our heads. We had the drums above our heads, the biggest drum risers you've ever fucking seen. And we played on the grass and got all the punks and skins, because there were a fair amount of them there running around. Got a nice little circle pick. Mike Blanks and the Wasted Paradabs only show. Like I said, we got some good good photos out of it, a good time. You'll have to check that out. But that being said, the sound guy is also some of the sound guy who was helping me set up some of the live sound for Pogo City Radio, which you have heard is fucking terrible, perhaps, that the music on the live show is awful, the sound of it, but it's really good on the podcast. I think now we're all straightened out on the live show, because I unhooked everything, and I was like, wait, he told me to do that stuff? I'm not fucking doing that stuff. And I got some different cables, talked to a sound guy at a music store. He went, no, you want to do this, because my initial idea was better than what was set up, but the sound guy, the other sound guy at the store, he corrected me even further, and I think we're going to be a lot better. So come check out this live show, podcast listeners. It's really going to be worth it now, and it's also going to enhance the podcast, because ever since we've been live, lost a lot of effect in post with mixing and stuff like that. I can't explain why, but because of stuff that was live. But now I regained all that with the way I have this all rewired. So we're going to sound better than ever. And I was talking about the wedding. I was talking about Mike Blanks and the Wasted Paradabs, which has two members of Blank 77 in there. So why don't we get to some Blank 77 up next, coming off their third full-length album, CBH. Here's Blanks with Girl Can't Rock and Roll. God damn it. Andrew sucks at life sometimes. You know that? Only sometimes. Here's Blank 77 with Girl Can't Rock and Roll.
All aboard!
Seven right there on. God damn it, I gotta fix that sampler. Okay, so that level, those levels of the sampler have not quite been worked out. I guess let's try that again. Let's try that again. Ah, there we are. That was better, right? Much better. Much better. Okay. So yeah, we're chilling on Pogo City Radio. I think we got another show lined up for you guys tomorrow. I think LCJ gonna be swinging by, that bitch. But yeah, this weekend, like I've been talking about, a lot of fun. Tim and Jade, that would be their Bennifer, their celebrity. Jim, that's really unattractive though, Bennifer. But yeah, so Tim and Jade finally tied the knot. Was real good. LCJ was up there on the altar, if you will, whatever we call it, platform. We were not in a church. But yes, there was a gun present and pointed at Tim as the vows were read. I shit you not. Wow, I really plugged this shit in a lot better. Guys, make sure you get advice from people who know what the fuck they're talking about. Just that's all I'm saying. Just on a side note. But anyway, fucking yes, yes. So Tim had a gun drawn on him while he said, "I do." There was a giant water slide. A lot of good people. A lot of punk rocks. Some of the skins, the Chelsea girls from all of the area. Some of those normal people who were like, "This ain't like no wedding I ever seen." But also, you know, being up there, you got a little bit of the crew, and everybody was getting down with them. They like seeing all the punk rock freaks and stuff like that, but everybody was having fun, drinking, getting a good time. I'm hungry. Terry Harpo's wife doing all the food up, the company I'm hungry, doing all the food up, and it did taste delicious. I had some. Everybody raved about everything, but yes, definitely had a good time, and it just always leaves me wanting more. I see those pictures, and it just makes me want to do Mike Blanks and the Wasted Paradabs all over again. So why don't we get to some Gimme, Gimme, Gimme Black Flag Ron on vocals.
Gimme, gimme, gimme! I need some more! Gimme, gimme, gimme! Don't ask what for! Sitting like a loaded gun, waiting to go off.
Pogo City Radio, Black Flag, right there. Sorry I was late getting back to that mic, but you know how it goes. I kind of wasted half of a dab right there. A little pissed off about that. That song ends, it's a little bit faster when they have Ron singing there, but they use a fucking racist shit, kind of. Well, it is racist because Ron feels it is. Fucking, he quit the band like spontaneously, kind of like an asshole in like the middle of a show when he got mad over some skinheads fighting. But yeah, but because he did that, they did that before the Nervous Breakdown LP, EP, whatever the fuck it was, the 12-inch came out, and they listed him as Chavo something, just let's say Chavo Rodriguez, you know what I mean, just something, when they know his name is Ron Reese. But they were just trying to be, they were mad at him for quitting the band, so it was just kind of a middle finger to him to list him as like Chavo Rodriguez or whatever. And I'm sitting here looking at the computer and I see the album Everything Went Black and it says Gimme 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 - Chavo. But that's Ron. So if you ever see Chavo, it means Ron. And don't call him Chavo because he doesn't like that shit. His name is Ron, and he feels that was a bit racist. And I've seen that in a couple interviews and stuff like that. That's also how I've come across. And I also read several Black Flag books. And another fun fact, I forget what label Black Flag was on, but it was actually the same label as The Who. So, like, you'll notice that Black Flag has four different singers, and like Henry Rollins is the only one on any of the full-length albums. Fucking Keith, Ron, fucking Dez, none of them on the full-lengths, but they were all singers, and there's all these like wasted again. Everything went black. Kind of like the Misfits, like all these compilation albums of a band's tracks. You know what I'm saying? Just like thrown together. But Black Flag, they got into a battle with the label because the label was going under. And there was a lot of like major artists like The Who weren't being supported, and the label was going under, but they didn't want to have to like pay off the bands and keep taking care of the bands, so they kind of just went inactive and held all the bands prisoners to their record contract. And the album they actually put out, because they started getting sued for it, the album they actually put out was Damage by Black Flag, the first full length, the one with Henry, because they didn't want the album to do anything. It was kind of like in Major League, the movie, when they want to tank the season so they can move the team and everything. Kind of like a ploy like that. Like, let's have this do terrible, close up shop, then these bands won't be able to sue us, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But that's also part of the reason why the album Everything Went Black, that we just played that off, that last track off, that's why it came out. If you were to buy that album today, right, and you looked at the spine, it wouldn't say Black Flag. It would say, originally, it would just say Everything Went Black, hyphen Everything Went Black, because they couldn't use the name Black Flag because the label had the rights to it, and they had all this material, and the label wouldn't release anything, and they were doing all this touring, so they tried to release it under the name Everything Went Black, but it ended up that they still got, like, I don't know if they got sued for it or just cease and desist, but I know they got in trouble for it, and that's what I'm talking about, see? Everybody wants to scream sellout, but all that old school punk rock shit, man, all that old school punk rock shit was about the green. It was about the money and those fucking major contracts. All of them, the Sex Pistols, Ramones, whoever the fuck I was just talking about. But let's get to some dirty, grimy, street toughs, if you will. Some bikers, you know what I mean? Some boarding school chaps. But they keep punk alive. Here's the beat with Long Live Punk.
Well, Pistol said there was no future. 1976, punk rock was born. And if we give them some fucking bollocks, well, the Muson said it's just a fact. The patronizing bastards got it wrong. Musicians are so fucking boring. Well, we hit the streets. Half a leather. You know, punk rock's gonna live.
Anti. Nowhere to Leave. I'm going to keep telling you motherfuckers to watch that goddamn documentary on Amazon because it is phenomenal. And you probably already have Prime and don't even realize it. I can't get over how many people pay for Amazon Prime, like the delivery service, and maybe they use it or they don't use it, but it just hangs on there and they don't even realize they have Prime Video. And I will tell you, there is a lot of good stuff on there, but it's not like everything you've ever wanted. But there is a fair amount of really good punk documentaries on there. I say it all the time. They're always adding new ones. Go check it out. Plenty of the 70s shit, even some of the 80s shit. I'm real happy to see a League one. That's really cool. They got the Thunders ones and the movies like Room 37. So I'm telling you, you probably already pay for that shit, and you don't even take advantage of it, and you should. And this ain't no Amazon plug, motherfucker. I'm just a motherfucker who's looking out for you. And speaking about this not being an Amazon plug, I do want to make one thing clear, right? Like, I was at the music store today, and I do go there a fair amount. Now, I am somewhat of a hypocrite, but I am also somewhat a victim of circumstance, because it's kind of a rigged system all against us. But I love, and it hits a softer spot in my heart when it has to do with music, but I love going into an actual music store, especially a mom and pop one, as much as I love the inside of Guitar Center. But I love going into a mom and pop guitar store, music store, like Dave Phillips, and buying shit. But for example, why it's better, not just because like it's better for the economy, you know what I mean, and our local economy and everything like that, and good to support small business, but I went in there, and the things I grabbed, and I was talking about how we rewired Pogo, I needed to get some extra cables. The cables I was going to buy would have been the wrong fucking cables because of a reason I had no idea even existed, but has given me problems in the past, and I'm not going to begin to try and explain because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about still. But this dude pointed me in the right direction. I told him exactly what I was trying to do, and he pointed me in the right direction. He said, nope, those cables are actually wrong. I'll go get you the right ones. And see, if I would have ordered on Amazon, I'd have waited 2 days. My money would have went straight to Jeff Bezos. I'd have saved $2 maybe. I would have saved money. It is more expensive, if we're being honest, to go to Dave Phillips. So I would have saved like $2, and I would have got it 2 days later, but it would have been the wrong fucking thing. Now, I mean, the people that are working at this music store are like literally the owners now ever since Corona. Like, the staff is not what it used to be. It's like literally two old people and like a kid running the place now. And like, it's not like they got strats in there anymore or fucking Music Man basses. So, you know, if you really want to get something high end, you're going to have to go elsewhere. But if you're looking for picks and strings and cables and advice and stands or, you know, nice little Squires or Epiphones and shit like that, that's where you need to go. People got to support your local music store, just like you got to support your local music scene and your local punk rock podcast, motherfucker. God damn, that one's loud. I gotta pull all those back. Sorry. As I hit them, we will find them and pull them back. So let's get to a Jersey band, since we're talking about supporting your local scene. Here's Heavy Less Than One.
What you sow, but where do I start? I really don't know.
Can't turn back what's done.
All right, that was Head Wound coming out of Dirty Jersey right there. Greater than zero, less than one. Now, what the fuck was I just going to do? I just lost my complete train of thought. But yes. So, you know, the wedding has happened. So I had been really cramming like paradabs our set list. And I guess I'm going to read you off our official set list now that I can. But we opened up, and this is Renee on guitar, me on bass, Mike on vocals, and Josiah from the Parasitics on drums. So we open up with the Stabs, Permanent Binge. Losing My Brain by Blanks was up next. Continuing with Blanks, Watch You Drown. Then we went into the Parasitics, Alcohol Withdrawal. Then we did the Dead Boys, What Love Is. Then we went back over to the Stabs, did some Knock, Knock, Knock. Then we hit up Johnny Thunders with a little bit of Whore. And Mike gave a nice little intro to this song, spoken to Jade, and wished her a happy wedding day and all that shit. And reminded her that there is, in fact, a little bit of Whore in every little girl. Now, after that one, we went into Do You Wanna Dance, Ramon Style, Richie Valens right there. Back over to Blanks with Party Train. We're going to get out of there with I Wanna Be a Punk by Blanks, then came back in with Cheap Trick, and our rendition of Surrender, which is the biggest disappointment because the sound for Surrender was not great. Some of the songs came out better than other songs. Was not great. That was the big surprise one. I was really hoping to get a good live recording of that. I had plans for it, people. Did not work out. Played that rehearsal. Absolutely fucking phenomenal. Didn't hit record. Got a rough recording of it at a different rehearsal, but sucks. Sounded great. It was amazing. I guess you had to be there. Had to be in the moment. But I don't give a fuck. I know they say that's special and nice. No, I want to take over the world, bitches. I want to take over the goddamn motherfucking world. But I also feel like, I don't know, lately I feel like there's like 12, 13, 14 women fucking pissed off at me. Fucking pissed off at me right now for one reason or another. Really? Really, though. I don't know. I wonder if it's because of anything. I wonder if it's because of anything I did at the wedding. I don't know. One thing's for sure, though. I'm not going to let them bring me down. Here's my legs. And this is Frozen Alcohol Band. All right, that was the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band right there. With Not Gonna Let 'Em. Remember, you can get that whole album on Spotify for free, bitches. Go check it out. Now, I see we have a our usual posse of our live listeners in that little chat thread there. I'm kind of bored. I'm kind of bored, people. Why don't one of you assholes call in? Who wants to call in? I'm taking calls right now. Just hit that phone button or something like that. Like, if you look on your screen, live listeners, hit that phone. It's going to patch you in. I'll answer it. I need a little co-host for a couple minutes. I mean, David was here. I see him there live. He was here this weekend. David, you want to call back in? He was saying he was apologizing. Not that he needs to, but he was apologizing for his performance, he said. He said Andrew got him, myself, a bit stoned. So, yeah, anybody can call in? Come on. I see you all sitting there. I see you. I see you on my screen. Hit that call button, especially the lovely, lovely punk rock girls. But we'll take the dudes. We'll take the dudes. But this next one's for the yummy, yummy punk rock girls.
Leather jacket, stupid boyfriends, worried workers, life is just a ball. High top tracks and bubblegum, and oh my gosh, I'd love, love, love them all. There's a clue, the style's never crimped. Too much of anything and everyone is imped. Well, don't get hot and bothered, listen, I know I got problems. I know just what this goofy world needs. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. 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 I wish they were punk rock girls. The smartest are the smartest, and the sweetest are the sweetest, they're the most. Me and Dr. Frank have both decided that we love them for the toast. I wish they'd let me share their bubble gum, and let me hang with them, and life would be so fun. I should be sedated, cause my heart is all inflated. I guess I gotta get me one or two. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. 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 I wish they were punk rock girls. I don't know where I'm going, but I know my punk rock girlfriend kissing me. Let's go! There's a cooler style's never cramped. Too much of everything and everyone is amped. Well, don't get hot and bothered, listen, I don't like our problems. Mind of just what this goofy world needs. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. 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 I wish they were punk rock girls. Cha cha cha.
All right, that was the Queers right there on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out. If you're listening, you missed the beginning of the show. I am Andrew Goddamn Bedlam. Got to pull that back now. I am Andrew Goddamn Bedlam. This is Goddamn Motherfucking Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. And you just heard the Queers right there. And I want somebody to call in live. David says he's stuffing his face. I see that $4 whore in there, Sean. I see my man Muggsy, LCJ, Facundo, Frank. Don't call Facundo Frank, by the way. There's others. Come on. Call in, motherfuckers. I want to see. The reason why is I want to test out the board the way I have it. But it's also because I just want to hear your lovely voices. But yes, it was good having some co-hosts this weekend. Go to the last episode. Check out the last podcast. And come here, Joe, David, and wonderful brandy. And yeah. Also, I'm going to be headed down there soon. So we're talking about doing a little remote show, you know, a little bare bone show, a couple punk rock, mostly some talk, maybe with some other members of the Unsubs. Maybe we'll see if we can get Corey, CJ, Joe, grab them all, Brandy, get a little show on when we're down there. We'll see. But I see a $4 whore hit me up, and you know how I love them whores. So what's up, Sean Bedlam? How the fuck you doing?
What's up, buddy?
All right, you sound good. You're buying me. Yes, I am the whore. I am, allegedly. That's what they tell me.
Yeah, you know what's fucked up and kind of funny, though, at the same time? Those drinks at the wedding? One was $3. I didn't even have $4 to buy them, so I just drank a free beer the whole time.
There you go.
I could have got fancy, but I didn't have the $4 on me.
Yeah, it was a nice mix.
It
was a nice mix on the drinks. Of course, you could bring your own, but they had beer for free, and mixed drinks were a couple bucks. So, yeah, but it was pretty fucking sweet. It was nice. It sucked. I was walking through. I had just got done, like, setting up one of the areas when we were playing, and I'm walking through, and I see somebody. They're like, "You're Andrew, right?" And I look down, and I see Reggie crying. I was like, "Oh," she's like, "I don't know where mommy is." She was getting shade ready, so I had to grab Reggie because Jess was with Jade getting her ready, and I'm looking for him, and they're at the fucking altar thing, and I'm like, "Hup, I guess Reggie's hanging out with me." For the whole fucking ceremony. So yeah, but it was nice seeing them to have fun, getting all emotional. Jade's dad had the little hat on. I don't know if you call it a cowboy hat, right? What would you call that?
The gun. Yeah.
That's Jade's dad. Yeah, he had like the cowboy hat on and the gun. Oh, I didn't even notice. Yeah, I just eventually saw him with it. And he kept on, like, scrolling around. He was walking around with it. It was great.
And then he cocked it at one point, too.
I think, well, it was when they really got to the vows and he had to say, "I do." When he said, "Tim, do you, blah, 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 blah," you heard the guy go, It was funny, though. They already had the baby, though. They already had the baby, so. I guess better late than never. But so what's the deal? I hear LCJ is coming over tomorrow. So are you gonna come over tomorrow?
No, I'm probably working on Thursday, so I will catch you guys on Friday if you're doing another show.
I would imagine that we are. What is today? Today's Monday?
Tuesday.
So tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah, we'll probably do, of course. I would imagine so. You getting drunk? You didn't play Fortnite? I think I might get out of here and play Fortnite. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to hit you up, but then I saw that you
were live, so. All right, so let me see how long I've been on this podcast for. I don't know. You trying to play Fortnite in like 20 minutes? Half hour? Call it a half hour? All right, man. All right, let me get back to this music so that we can get on that Fortnite thing because that's how we roll. But, yeah, so there you go, listeners. If you want to call in, apparently you need a headset. But go grab a headset, call in, and we can take some more calls and get rid of some of that teenage depression. We got Eddie and the Hot Rods up next.
That's what I'm talking about.
Eddie and the Hot Rod, some Teenage Depression. Fucking love that goddamn song. But yes, how's everybody doing? We got any other live callers? I mean, Muggsy's been on the show. David's been on the show. I don't know why they're being all camera shy. We're one of these strangers we got in there that I don't particularly know. You motherfuckers can you can call in as well if you like, and especially if you guys are down. Fuck. All right, that was the Dwarves. God damn, it's coming through feedback now, isn't it? All right, so that was the Dwarves right there. And Let's Fuck, coming off Blood, Guts, and Pussy. Now that song's 61 seconds long. So why don't we do another one for all you motherfuckers out there. Coming off the same album. Motherfuckers. All right, that was two from the Dwarves. And you know, I love a slutty, obscene, disgusting band like the Dwarves. And I love me some three-ways. So let's have a three-way with the Dwarves, because they are still the best band ever.
And all the creatures, sand and surf. This world is full of things to do. Yet it always come back to. Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. Do what we will, not what we must. Forever stuck in jubilust. So what? Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. A cure for cancer and for AIDS. To volunteer in fire brigades. Home for aged and infirm. How come we never ever learn? Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. Do what we will, not what we must. Forever. So what? Let's just get high and fuck some sluts. Alright. Now time is fleeting, life is short. It's much too late now to abort. Nobody care, you live or die. Born to lose and let you lie. Let's just get high and fuck some sluts.
All right, that was the right there on Pogo City Radio. I am not prepared because I actually, for the first time ever, have come up with the genius idea of signing out of Pogo City Radio's Podbean account. Because, like, if I'm hosting a show on Podbean, it won't let me listen to it. It won't let me sign in two places at once. So I created, like, a dummy account during this show so I could finally get into the live chat and get some type of, like, playback to hear what it actually sounds like to clean it up. Now, I've heard it in the past. It's definitely better. It's still got that, like, digital internet sound. But, oh well, motherfucker, listen to music going through a tunnel or FM radio, bitches. If you want it crystal clear, you got to go through the podcast. But the live feed definitely sounding a little bit better. A lot better, actually. That shit used to be awful. We are getting it cleaner and cleaner. And I got one more trick up my sleeve. One more last little trick up my sleeve that I think might clear up that digitalness a little bit more, because it's a fuck lot better, but it might clear it up a little bit more, but I can't do it till the next show. I'm going to set it up. I'm going to be condensing. That's what I'm going to do. The more bare bones and basic it gets, the better it really gets, as I'm saying this with, like, some crazy overloaded vocals, right? You know what I'm saying? I guess not. I guess they're just a little overloaded, but shit happens, motherfucker. It's DIY, bitches. Deal with it. I just played 3 songs by the same band, and it took us less than 5 minutes. That's what you do. That's what you do. That's what we do on Pogo City. You know what I'm saying? And I had something else lined up. I don't remember what it was, though. But I'm going to listen to a song that I play on here a fair amount because I really like it. I only play 2 songs by this band. They weren't really out for all that long. But I remember them from being in high school, and we've had members of the band on the show. And I really like this song. Because I like to get all fucked up. And shit, now that I think about it, I ain't got my kids tonight. I should get all fucked up tonight. I did that last night. I'm kind of on them reefers.
How many people are feeling the drink?
I should throw in them booze. You know what I'm saying? How many people out there like to drink? All right. Here is Blank Up. All Fucked Up.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole!
All right, that was Cranked Up right there on Pogo City Radio. Now, yeah, like I said, go check the archives. Go over to pogocity.stream if you're liking what you're hearing. And if you're listening live, remember, you can find all 400 and something episodes at pogocity.stream. And if you prefer to get your podcast elsewhere, places like Apple Music, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, you can find us there too, but it's only the most recent 100 episodes. And as I said, we're somewhere up around 450 now, I think. And motherfucker, we are going strong. We ain't slowing down. We are bigger and better than ever. And we fucking love you for fucking listening and telling your motherfucking friend. And if you've been listening for the past 54 minutes, we fucking love you. That's what the fuck I gotta say. We fucking love you. And this next brews for you. So why don't we get to the cuffs? Let's get to the cuffs. Going back to Jersey. And what did I just say? I just said a word.
Reefers.
That made me think of a cuff song because I already forgot what I was going to say. Because I do be hitting them reefers. But, oh, Bobby stuff. I want to hear the cuffs.
People out there like the drink.
Yeah.
I'm stupid. I think I fucked something up. My bad. If I did, we're getting the fuck out of here anyway. That should have been the goddamn last song. But I figured I'd give a formal goodbye and tell all you motherfuckers to suck my dick. But yeah, come back for more. Yes, Sean, it is in fact Fortnite time. I will be making myself a drink as well. I'm going to be doing some sound checks tomorrow, I think, people. So by all means, listen to every show. But tomorrow, if you see a couple jump ups in your feed that says like Pogo was on for 2 minutes, I'm going to be doing some sound check shit. So that's what it is. I mean, if you listen, it'll probably be annoying, but I'll be cursing and saying motherfucker. So it won't be a podcast. Don't worry. But we're going to get the fucks out of here, if you dig. And I went on this rant to somebody about how motherfuckers have a right to work. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you ain't kill nobody, they shouldn't be telling you that you can't be working. And I don't even mean with the virus. I mean otherwise. But, yes, here is right to work. Chelsea, get the fuck out. We are not getting out of here. Remember how I said I was going to do a sound check? Well, I did some super speedy work. And I'm going to do one of those. I'm going to try something different right now. I'm going to try something different right now. And I still may have to do a fucking sound check or two tomorrow. But no, I'm definitely not playing anything out of there. No, I'm not playing that. Maybe I can play something out of here. Let me make sure I'm listening on the right fucking device now. Let's do this. This little sound check. With the Ramones. Here's Cretin Hop. You guys don't hear that, do you? Son of a bitch. All right. Okay. I guess scratch that idea. All right, but we're still getting out of here. Here is the Ramones with Cretin Hop.
Party's over.